Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in Rome to meet director Wim Wenders, who's here to present to the Italian audience Pope Francis, A Man of His World, his latest documentary, which will be screened in Italian cinemas as a special event for only 4 days. The first question is a basic one. A movie on Pope Francis is a huge responsibility. Why did you take it?
I think what he says today, none of our politicians say. I think his word today is the most important word spoken on the planet. It's not a film about Pope Francis. It's a film with him. And I'm not talking about him. I let him talk to you, the audience. And I figured I can handle that responsibility to let him address the audience himself. I didn't want to make a film that had another opinion. There's lots of films that have opinions, and they have their value. But my films are not my opinions. I didn't have an opinion on the people who make music in Havana, the Buena Vista Social Club. I wanted to show the beauty of their work, or the beauty of Pina Bausch's work, or the beauty and horrible truth of Salgado's photographs. In this case, it's the truth of Pope Francis's words, and they speak for themselves. And my responsibility was strictly to do justice to that and to make sure he could speak as directly as possible to everybody.
Could you tell us more about the Patti Smith song used in the film that she dedicated to it?
When we finished editing the film, I thought it would be so great to have a song. And there was a song in the film by Mercedes Sosa, which is an Argentinian singer that the Pope loves himself very much, but it appeared in the course of the film. So we had to end the film with some piece of music, and I thought, who could possibly be that? And then I figured it should be a woman, most of all, because there's a lot of men talking in this movie. And I thought, I'd like to give the last word to a woman. And then I remembered a story that Patti Smith had told me. Patti Smith had been in the Franciscan monastery in Assisi, where I stayed when we shot with Ignazio in Assisi. Patti Smith had stayed there a year before me, and she had spoken to the monks, and she had given a concert, because they do conferences on peace and spiritual conferences. And Patti Smith had told me the story that one evening she had dinner with the monks in Assisi, and she told them at the end of the dinner, "You don't know it yet, guys, but the next pope will be called Francesco." This was in 2012, and they all laughed and raised their glasses to the foolishness of an American singer who didn't know that a Pope Francesco would be impossible. So I remember that story, and that's why I asked Patti.
When you finished shooting, you said that you were in peace with your film. What did you mean exactly?
If you have a story, or producers, or whatever, you have some criteria. You want to tell the story the best possible way. With Pope Francis, I had so much material. I had 8 hours that we spoke ourselves. I had several hundred hours of material with him all over the world. I had the story we shot with Ignazio in Assisi. And I could have made 10 different movies. I could have made 100 different movies. But I only had a chance to do one. So I took a long time, because I wanted people to be able to follow the film. I know that nobody can follow listening to somebody for 3 hours, so maybe 90 minutes is the maximum. But in these 90 minutes, I wanted Pope Francis to really say everything he really had to say. And it wasn't easy, because I didn't want him to repeat anything, and there had to be a logic inside the film, a flow of consciousness. And it took a long time, and at the end of I said I was in peace because I felt I had reached that flow.
How much this encounter change your visions of on things, on life, on what's after life? I mean, if it changed you somehow.
Looking into his eyes for so long, and in the editing room too, he was always looking at me because he looked into the camera. So I realized he has no fear, and I realized that as a filmmaker and in all other professions, I know a lot of things we do is we do things because we're afraid of something. We're afraid people might not like it. We are afraid of God, of many things. And this man is not afraid. And I realized as a filmmaker, I could learn a lot from him. I think I did.
Can you tell us something more about the first time you met the Pope?
First time I met him was 5 minutes before our first interview. I was very nervous. And then he arrived alone in the room where we're going to shoot. Nobody was with him. No entourage, no bodyguards, nobody. And he came and he saw 10 people who were all scared. My camera woman, the sound engineer, we're all nervous as hell. And he left and went to each and everybody and shook hands with each and everybody and spoke to each and everybody. And at the end of that, we knew there is a man we do not have to be afraid of. And we started in a very relaxed atmosphere because he made it sure you don't have to be afraid of anything. And he told me the truth, which is, I don't know your movies, Mr. Wenders, but I trust you.
What's with the parallel between the Pope and the life of St. Francis?
The Francesco who lived in Umbria in the 13th century was an extremely courageous man who followed in a very revolutionary ways the Evangelio. And he followed Christ in a very radical way. In a way that scared the shit out of the church at the time. And ever since, no pope called himself Francesco because the name was too radical. Because the name meant to become poor, to be in solidarity with the outcast and with the underprivileged, to define our relationship to nature from scratch and to be very open to other religions. You have to know St. Francesco went to Jerusalem at the time of the Crusades to speak with the Muslim authorities, and he could just as well have been beheaded for it. They could have killed him right there. But he went there. And so he was a true revolutionary. And to call yourself Francesco in the 21st century in itself is a revolutionary act, I think.
Could you tell us what your opinion is on the issues that are shaking the whole Catholic Church at the moment?
It is probably the most difficult thing for any pope in the history of the Church to inherit this problem. He inherited a giant disaster. And when we spoke about it in our interviews, he was as angry. He was angrier than ever before or afterwards in our interviews. He was furious. And when he said zero tolerance, it was from the bottom of his heart. He means it. But to say zero tolerance and for the entire church to follow is a different thing. And to follow a zero tolerance politics is probably impossible for a huge part of the church, I'm afraid to say.
Thank you, Wim Wenders, for being here with us and talking about Pope Francis, a man of his word, which will be screened in Italian cinemas as a special event. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.